Monday, the 2nd of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, what was yesterday? Yesterday was... what was it? The 1st of September, Spring Day. Yay! And it's also, very importantly, the beginning of this time in the church called the Season of Creation, where we are thinking about creation, we're thinking about the planet, and we're trying to think about what might we as kids do. And so I've got some fun ideas for you guys. We're going to work through a little project of change that has come from the church. And I want to talk about the first step. The first step says we need to feel. And we'll talk about the other steps as the weeks go by. The first step is we need to feel. We need to use our hearts. So we were thinking yesterday in the gospel about clean hearts. Well, now we want to think about clean hearts for creation. We need to use our heart. And if you like to observe from our heart and to think from our heart. So Pope Francis says, unless we fall in love with creation, we won't want to save it. So I want you to think about, well, what is the part of creation that you might fall in love with? And you might say to me, well, Francis, I don't have a garden at home, so how can I fall in love with creation? Or maybe you might say, I can't go to the zoo, or I don't live on a farm, I don't live in a game reserve, how do I fall in love with creation? I live in a city, I live in a township, I live in a block of flats. How am I going to do this? I want you to think about what your favorite plant or animal might be, something that would really break your heart if it was no longer there. And I'm going to tell you about my son. So my son, when he was very small, fell in love with crocodiles. Now, I can tell you now that we do not have a crocodile in our house, and we are not ever going to have a crocodile in our house. But he knew about crocodiles from watching TV and reading books, and from occasionally going to the zoo, where his grandmother took him to the zoo, and he made her sit. He was about 5 years old. He made her sit and watch the crocodiles for a whole hour. And you know what the crocodiles did in a whole hour? My mother was very sad. She said they did absolutely nothing. They lay in the sun, dead still. That's what they did. But he thought they were beautiful. Now he is a teenager and grown up, and he still loves crocodiles. And he still worries about how do we preserve crocodiles? Because we have lost many, many, many of our crocodiles in Africa. So I want you to start by thinking, is there an animal I really like? It could be a beetle. It could be a cow. It could be a dog. It could be a kangaroo. It could be a bird. It could be an insect like a dragonfly or a butterfly. Something, some animal that you really like the look of, the sound of. Maybe you've touched an animal like this, the feel of it. That's the first thing. Think about that animal. And you may want to find out a little bit more about it. Maybe you can look it up in a book. Maybe you have a book that tells you about that animal. Or maybe you are lucky and can go to the zoo and see that animal. Or maybe you can ask an adult to help you Google that animal, and you can maybe watch a YouTube video about your animal. Or you can hear a documentary on your animal. And try and find out, are those animals in trouble? Are they endangered? Are maybe they're farmed animals? Are they farmed in a nice, environmentally nice way, or is it not a nice way? So you want to think about your animal. You want to feel. Or maybe you want to think about or feel about a plant, a tree, or a flower that you're worried about. And you want to maybe just spend a little bit of time with this project, feeling about something, learning about it, but thinking with your heart. Why did God make this creature? Why does this creature exist? How do I feel about this creature as I learn more about them? And also to think about, is there anything that human beings have done that makes life for this creature more difficult? And what should I do about it? Maybe there's nothing. could be like crocodiles. When my son was a very small child, there was very little he could do about crocodiles. Now that he's heading towards the end of school, he's thinking about maybe studying zoology or biology at university. Maybe he will grow up and be somebody who does something about crocodiles. But his passion for animals was sparked when he was very small. And so can yours be too if you listen to the Holy Spirit. Let's close our eyes now. Lord, we ask for the grace to feel your love for your creation and to feel with you your concern for your creatures. And we ask for each child listening today to think about one creature that you want them to think more about, to find out more about, and to feel more about. And they might do something about helping that creature to survive. And we ask this, trusting in your love, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.